Welcome back to an episode of Light the Lamp here on DuckStream. I'm your host, as always, Alexis Downey, here in the Paul Kurria studio, which is looking a little different these days. That's all I'll say, because you'll find out more soon enough. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, which means we are less than 2 weeks till the Ducks home opener at Honda Center. Cannot wait. That is one of my favorite days of the entire season because it is just energy, the orange carpet, all the fans are there. It's the best. It brings out the best in everyone. And the Ducks like to win on their home opener. So hopefully we keep that streak going this year against the Pittsburgh Penguins. That'll be the opponent for the Ducks opening night at Honda Center. But their opening night takes place on the road next week. Hockey is almost here. And that brings me to our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews that we have been continuing. This is our fifth episode now of these. And today you'll get to hear from one of the newcomers, Ryan Poehling, goaltender Ville Husso, and then longtime Duck Troy Terry. So starting with Ryan Poehling, someone that the Ducks fans, you guys are going to get to know as this season goes on. A very hardworking guy and someone that the Ducks acquired back in June. Of course, with that trade with the Philadelphia Flyers, sending Trevor Zegras to the Flyers. Thinking back to that moment, I know it was an emotional one, not just for Ducks fans, but for hockey fans. It was emotional for everyone that knew Z here in Orange County. And, you know, it's always tough when you make a change like that. Someone that's loved in the locker room, someone that is such a big part of an organization, and you make that change. I even think about the John Gibson trade, of course, too. But with this one in particular, Ryan Poehling comes back to the team here for the Ducks. And it's a tough situation almost to kind of jump into when you know you're a part of that trade. But I have to tell you, Ryan Poehling has been absolutely awesome to get to know. He is such a great guy, a Minnesota guy, and very positive. You'll hear all about it in this interview. I really enjoyed getting to chat with him, getting to know him a bit more, and what he can bring on the ice, his style of play. And he has such a positive attitude looking towards this season. He's really excited to be here. So I'm not going to give too much more away of this interview, but we had a great time on the cornhole boards and on the putting green. So let's get to that first chat now with Ryan Poehling. We're here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days alongside Ryan Poehling. Welcome to our corner of fun, maybe we'll call it. Some cornhole or bags.
Yeah, bags, yeah.
According to a Minnesota guy and the green here. But you've gotten to get settled into Orange County a little bit. How are you feeling about the area and just getting to see everyone?
It's beautiful. I think just the guys have done a good job of kind of taking me with them, and whether it's fantasy football draft or Kaboom or charity golf tournament. So I've been able to see the city, and from what I've seen so far, it's been great.
How's your fantasy team doing?
1-0, so good. Okay. Start, but we'll see what happens.
I love asking about that. It's something that the team seems to be doing each year. So, but who's your quarterback?
I have Josh Allen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you a big sports fan outside of hockey?
So the only like sports team that I'm like genuinely like diehard for is the Vikings. So like Monday night was special. Like new quarterback, JJ McCarthy. I was nervous the first half, but he came to play at the end, and it fired me up.
We have a Bears fan behind the scenes, so we won't bring this up.
Sorry about that.
All right. Well, let's get into bags over here. See
what color do you want?
I'll just take the orange.
Okay. Have you been good today or no?
Some rounds better than others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strummer, I put 3 in the hole, so.
Did you? That's
yeah.
Awesome. So, that's so awesome.
Do you play much back home?
No.
No? Okay.
No. But it's fun. Like, yeah. I do occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah.
My buddies love it.
What do you like to do in the summertime back home?
I golf a lot. So like golfing, and then on top of that, like boat, like at our cabin, I golf a lot up there, and then on top of that, like going on the boat and just like wake surfing or like just chilling on the pond too. Do you ever wake surf?
Yeah, I have.
It's
the best.
Yeah. But I've never actually surfed.
Oh, in like the ocean.
Yeah.
You're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's way harder.
It's way harder.
Yeah.
100%. Which we actually just discovered Chris Kreider knows how to surf, but he said he won't be doing that out here.
Why?
If I knew how to surf,
if I knew how to surf, I'd be doing that all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a bunch of lakes, of course, in Minnesota. So a lot of time out on the lake, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice way to decompress in the summer,
100%,
too.
Yeah. It keeps me busy for the most part, which is good. Okay, we did pretty tall up there.
Yeah, but none in the hole. Well,
no,
actually,
I got one.
Yeah,
I got
you
one.
Got one in
I got
the
one.
Hole. It took me a second. Okay. Well, we'll play another round of it and see how it goes. Since you've been here in the facilities, you know, what has it been like getting to know the guys a little bit more?
It's been fun. You know, I think like we got a young group and
you're up because you're
me?
Yeah, because you're beating me.
Yeah. But yeah, a nice young group, I think, and they're a ton of talent and great goaltending. So for me, I'm just excited to be a part of it, you know, and kind of see what the season has to offer. I think we're gonna be real good this year.
As far as the trade, what was that moment like for you?
It was tough. Like I really enjoyed Philly. I loved it, and I think when you come to realize, like, I've played in a pro now for 8 years, and you got to be ready for everything. So I think I'm really good at kind of adjusting on the fly. So right away it was tough because I met a lot of great people and really loved it there. But at the same time, I was excited for what's here to come in Anaheim. So for myself, like I said, like the guys like in Philly, it kind of reminds me like switching over to here, like a young group that's just a ton of fun to be around and a lot of high talent.
Colors are the same too.
Yeah,
so.
Everyone's been telling me that. It was an easy switch.
Do you want to do one more round or you want to go over to...
We got a putt. Okay. This putter's unbelievable.
Okay, so you want to do the Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, you got to try too, no?
Oh, I have to? Okay. I mean, you're the first person that's asked, so
it's
I will.
So odd. Have you hit it yet?
Earlier I did, yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or second?
No, you can go first. You're up.
Okay. I'm a lefty though, so I got to go.
Okay. I will say Granlund was last, and he was definitely the best one so far.
Was he?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, we're running a good start.
You're giving him a run for his money now.
I love this putter.
Outside of hockey, I mean, is there anything that you like to enjoy during the season that you're able to just to, you know, get your mind away from the rink?
Yeah. During like the COVID year, and we had so much like off time, I got really into Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
And so I have a giant, I left it short again. I have a giant Pokemon collection, actually. So I've researched about all, like, learning about all the Pokemons and whatnot, and I just love buying Pokemon cards, opening up, and...
Have you had any luck recently?
Recently? So I used to, like, open them and whatnot, but I opened so many cards that it's kind of filled, so now I just buy the booster boxes and just hold on to them.
Okay.
So I'd say the most recent luck I had... It was from like 2020, 2021 Evolving Skies. I pulled a Umbreon card, which is like a really, really, if there's Pokemon fans out there, we'll know. It's a huge hit from Evolving Skies.
Our behind the scenes staff here, yeah. I know, is getting excited about this.
So, I can't get it there, by the way.
Well, you're doing good. Do you want to try the backwards putter?
What's that?
It's you can just pick it up and see for yourself.
Oh, no way. How do you hold it? Are you supposed to like,
backwards.
So yeah. it's as a righty, okay.
There you go.
I was gonna say as a lefty, I'm like, that's...
I mean, you could try it that way if you really want.
Are you gonna hit any putts?
This... I mean, I was letting you go first.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I didn't even see that there. That was a good stroke too.
Okay. When you look ahead to this season, do you have any goals for yourself?
Yeah, I think goals for me and the team. I mean, I think when you play a team sport, it's all about just like, the team aspect of it. So yeah, when you have goals for yourself, it helps elevate the team. But most importantly, like I told you earlier, like I played, this will be my seventh or eighth year pro now, and I still have yet to play like a playoff game. So I think personally, it's something that I just really enjoy doing because you get home early in the end of the year and it's a long season, but you're still like, you're watching guys, you're like, oh, I wish I was out there. So I've always wanted to do that. I think I'd be a great playoff hockey player. So I think that that's something that I wanted to do this year.
Getting to learn from Coach Quenneville now, is that something that you're looking forward to?
I am. When I got traded, I had about four or five guys reach out to me that I recently played with in the past, and they said, you're going to love this guy. Like, he's such a great coach. He understands players, and he understands the game. So I think we're all lucky to have him, and we're going to learn a lot from him.
Yeah, excited for what's to come here in Orange Country this year. It's something that you'll that's what we like to call it out here, Orange Country.
Yeah.
So right,
okay.
Now you're joining that.
That's perfect.
Are you okay? I'll try one.
Okay, try it. I've legit
with the backwards one.
Yeah, try that one. I've okay. legit left like 10 of them. I don't know if the camera's. It's like right. I leave them all right here.
All right, let's see. Oh,
heads
that
up.
Was the worst thing of the whole day.
Unfortunately, we got that on film too. Yeah, but exactly. All right. Well, Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
it. Welcome to Orange Country, and good luck with training camp.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Paling played the last two seasons with the Flyers, and joining the Ducks now, this is his fourth NHL team. So he's been around a few different organizations. Looking forward to seeing how he fits in here with this group. Moving on to our next media day interview, goaltender Ville Husso, who the Ducks acquired last season from the Detroit Red Wings. We didn't get to see him in too many games last year. Only four games played for Husso with the Ducks. And he did play in the final game of the season. I was with the team in Winnipeg for that one, filling in on the Victory Plus broadcast. What a night he had. I know the Ducks didn't win that game, but he had such a stellar night in net. Very impressive. And it certainly earned him the contract that he was given this past summer with the team. We chatted all about his summer back home in Finland. He even got to train with Dostal one day as Lukasz went over to practice with him in his home rink. And, you know, that always helps in terms of coming back to a place. You have that familiarity with the players. I know he didn't spend too much time, Husso didn't, with the team at the end of the year since that trade. But overall, great guy and someone that is a very much a pleasure to talk to as well. So let's get to that chat now with Ville Husso.
We're here with Ville Husso at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Ville, welcome back to Orange County. How was your summer?
Summer was good. Kind of busy, but same time, took some time off the ice and enjoyed the good weather and family time.
Were you back home?
Yeah, we were in Florida most of the summer, so it was good. Little one is almost two now, so a lot of running and going around the house and outside, so it was good. Kept me busy.
Yeah, yeah. And pool, beach,
what
are you close
pool.
To?
So yeah. We are in the middle in the Orlando, so it's like, 60 miles to the beach, but we didn't go beach because the little one doesn't like the sand. Mm. So we stayed at the home pool and did some swimming lessons as well with her, so it was good, and hopefully she won't drain.
A little easier too with the pool versus taking everything to the beach for sure. But
Well,
welcome to our corner of fun. We're gonna toss some bags and see how your putting game is. But looks like you chose a more simple putter, which is a good start. We have a hockey stick putter in there too, and also a backwards one, but. Let's
get warm for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll go with a couple of guys.
You're playing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. Were you a part of the golf classic the other day?
Yeah. It was fun. A lot of fun. Good cause too. So, those are fun days to be around people. And I think our score was minus 17.
Okay.
So it was good.
Okay, yeah, it is pretty good.
I don't think you can really ever get a zero on the scorecard unless you are in those.
Do you like to golf?
I do.
Yeah, it's something that you get to enjoy in the summer a little bit. I mean, obviously you mentioned the
little
one.
Yeah, a little less now, but
yeah.
But it's fun though. I think it's also good for a goalie to like be out there and just kind of, you hit a bad shot, you still get the second shot, or you gotta hit another one. So it's always, and of course, being outside, it's just always fun.
So when you joined the Ducks last season, we didn't really get to introduce you so much to the fan base. So what are some things that you like to enjoy outside of hockey? And you mentioned golf, but just who are you outside of hockey?
I think now it's more so with the kid, just being a dad, that's awesome. During the season, I don't really do anything other than just chill after practice or games. So, but in the summer, I like to do a lot of stuff and enjoy, like I said, the weather, being outside. But with the little one, it's a little complicated nowadays, but it's still, I love every moment.
Yeah. Well, let's get over here to the bags area and keep chatting about your summer. I know that one of during your training, you had the chance to train with Dostal a little bit too. What was that day like?
So it was good. I went to skate in Tampere, Finland, or Dusty spend some time in the summers, and it was awesome to see him there. And I mean, it's just a good goalie, to great guy too, so it's just fun to follow him and what he does on the ice, and you can always get some tips for yourself.
You got to finish last season with him. You had a really strong game in Winnipeg that last game of the year, and it led to a contract this summer. How did that feel to be able to sign that?
Yeah, no, it was kind of a crazy year, I would say, overall, like getting...
Okay, good start.
You know, like after...
Oh, let's see. Can we keep it going?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. This... This could go down. Okay, that had to be the best that we've had in the last 2 days.
But no, it was... kind of a crazy season, you know, being in the minors for a little bit and then trade mid-season, and you never hope for that stuff, but I was really happy to come here, got a new opportunity, and got some games, three games with the Ducks, and some with the Goals as well. So just a new start, and I, you know, just middle of the season, I was just like trying to focus on myself and how I can be a better goalie, better person, and all that. So I think all that is paying off right now, and just gotta keep working hard and get better.
How has it been getting to know some of the guys a little bit more since you've been back?
I mean, like when I came here, just a good group of guys. It was easy to jump in. So it was, you know, fun to be around those guys. And then just, like I said, easy to come in. Fun environment, so I feel like that's something that winning teams has on those teams, and like hopefully this year will be a good year.
Let's play one more round.
More?
Yeah. When you look ahead to this season, do you have any goals that you've kind of set for yourself?
I used to, but I feel like nowadays it's just more like, here.
Oh, you got him, thank you.
Just more like, you know, enjoying. I feel like that's the biggest, especially kind of how the last year went. And then the finish was so good for me. Like, just wanted to like keep building off from that, you know, enjoy hockey, enjoy life. I feel like that's something, you know, that I learned last year big time. And it's just enjoying, like that's being like the little kid. But in this like an NHL or AHL, whatever. So just enjoying it.
Well, Vili, you're probably the best cornhole player that we've had so far. So
it's funny because at the Coles tournament, they had this out there and I tried like 10 backs and I made zero.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm like,
maybe we need the shorter distance.
5 for 8 or something.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Looking forward to this season, and congrats on that too.
Perfect. Thank you.
3 goaltenders for the Ducks this season. It's been kind of fun to watch in training camp and preseason the evolution of all the netminders for the Ducks right now. Obviously, Lukáš Dostal, that number one spot. Seemingly, Peter Mrazek in that 2 spot, and that leaves Ville Husso. But, you know, someone that is a very reliable guy as a third option for this team. So like to see that. All right, moving along to our final interview for the Media Day interviews. It's Troy Terry, someone that, of course, Ducks fans know quite well. He has been around the block for many years at this point. And looking back at last season, he had 55 points, 21 goals for him. Someone that has always been reliable in terms of point production for this team. But someone too that I've always enjoyed chatting with Troy about the way he approaches the game, because I think for him, it's definitely a mental game too. We talk about that in our Media Day interview, how sometimes that can be challenging for him. But this is a fresh start this year with a new coaching staff. Coach Q, someone that he knows a little bit, and he was at Coach Q's introductory press conference as well. So he's gotten to know him throughout the summer. It seems like Troy Terry is in a really good place coming into this year, and I look forward to seeing what he can do with some of the new additions this offseason. Throughout camp, he's been playing alongside Leo Carlson and Chris Kreider a bit on that top line. So we'll see, you know, how does that line stick? Do they stay together for a bit as the regular season gets going? But I want to see Troy get back up into the 60-point mark at least this season. That was something that he was able to do back in the 21-22 season and 22-23 season. So if he's getting back up in that area with his points, I think that's obviously going to be great for the team this year. But, you know, like I said, just a reliable points guy and someone that I always enjoy talking to as well, because he always usually has a lot to say. So let's get to that chat now with Troy Terry. Troy Terry joins us now here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Troy, we chatted not too long ago at the Golf Classic, but now we're here at the rink. How does it feel to be back around all the guys?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we had testing today and today's the media day. So it's feeling real. So I'm excited.
You've been through this many times. Does it feel different this year, having a new coaching staff and some new faces?
It does. You know, we've had a few coaches and, you know, the pedigree that he's coming in here with and just, you know, the excitement that it brings. So, you know, I think we're all really excited.
Well, we're excited to get going here on the cornhole boards too. So we'll start down here and keep talking about your summer. And also wanted to...
You've just been practicing this whole day too.
I have been, so...
You've been calibrating.
Don't take it personally, but I'll let you go first. Also, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Did you get to do anything fun for your birthday?
What did we do?
Hang out with the family?
We got these bikes with, it has car seats attached to the back of it for the kids. So we took a family, took a family bike ride with the little ones too. Went to dinner.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Good way to have your birthday.
Sure hope you make this one. Oh, wow.
Sorry. One of the things that you got to take part in this summer I saw was the Denver alumni Avs game back in August. Uh-huh. What was that like? How'd you get roped into that?
It was cool. I got asked, you start this one. I got asked to play in it like a few months ago. Wow. And I said yes. I didn't really realize how big of a deal it was going to be.
Yeah.
It ended up being awesome. My son got to be there a lot of Avs players that I grew up watching, like Peter Forsberg and I'm supposed to keep talking about stuff when that's going on.
We can move so over bad. To the green no,
one more,
if you
one
want.
More,
okay,
one more, one more.
Okay.
But it was cool. There was like 6,000 people there or something crazy. I don't know. It was really cool. And I got to meet Peter Forsberg and a lot of my childhood idols.
That's awesome. Yeah, it looked like a really great event that they put together. And you got to spend most of your summer back home in Denver?
Yep, we were back home and where our family is, and we had a few family trips, but my gosh.
Do you have a highlight from your summer?
We did a family trip to the Cayman Islands. Oh no, I tried to knock it in. That was cool. Did a golf trip to Bandon Dunes. That was really cool for me. Thank you. Oh, I'm blowing it. Are we tied right now? Technically, right?
Right now?
Because I have one in and you have three on?
Yes.
How much is in? Three?
Three, yeah. Okay. It's really hard to keep score and talk at the same time.
And I wouldn't care, but it's very one-sided, right? Like, do I just go for the tie or do I go for the win here?
I mean, maybe go for the win.
Oh, my goodness.
We can go over to the golf now.
Yeah, no, that won't bother me all day.
Being back here, having, all the guys around too, going into this season, yeah. You know, I know we've talked a lot in the past, just sometimes it could be a mental game for you. Have you thought about this year, just how you're feeling going into the year?
Yeah, I'm excited. And I think, last year was better for me. I think I got back to just kind of, not stressing too much about, you know, the ups and the downs of the season. And that's been kind of my battle since I became a pro hockey player. So And those battles are always going to be easier when things are going well. So just continuing to manage it, spend time with my kids, you know, realize the, you know, there's more to life than just hockey, and I'm going to give hockey everything I have. But yeah, it doesn't define me. It's kind of, you know, the outlook I try to take and just roll with whatever happens. So yeah, I feel very confident coming into this year, and I'm excited to get going.
Awesome. Let's see how your putt game is.
I very recently switched up my grip.
Okay. Has it been paying off?
Nope.
There's some interesting putters behind you, too, if you want to get crazy with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a big day for you as well with the Cure Duchenne.
It is, yeah.
So you want to talk about that a little bit, taking that over this year?
Nothing has gone well for me since I got here. Yeah, it's the Cure Duchenne. You know, Ryan Getzlav has run this tournament for many years. So bad. And they're just people that, you know, I've gotten to know through the tournament and just been able to see firsthand what they do. And, you know, their son Hawken has Duchenne. It's a form of muscular dystrophy. And yeah, just I've been able to see firsthand everything they've done. And, you know, I was approached about potentially, you know, taking over it. And it's been really, really great just getting to meet, you know, the people that are behind the scenes at a tournament like that, that you would never meet, and kind of getting to see all that they're doing. And I'm excited. This will be our first year as hosts. So, yeah, I'm very excited that I've got a lot of guys committed to playing it, which means a lot to me. And so, yeah, it'll be a good weekend.
That's awesome. Getting some practice in right here, too.
Yeah, no, things are going great for me. Like, it's crazy. I need one thing to go well for me while we're here.
It's okay. The cornhole has typically been my thing, so.
Like, is there something wrong? These are all going left.
I didn't set it up.
How have the other guys been doing on this? Just sink
it? Well, it depends who you ask. Some of them, yes. And it depends what putter they're using, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a little closer.
Well, don't patronize me.
I'll let it go. Just let you do your thing.
It's pulling left. Okay, continue. Next question. Let me just putt without thinking.
Next question. Thing that you're most excited about with this season?
Yeah, I'm excited for a lot of things. I think, you know, I think it feels like a fresh start, you know, with some of the other guys we brought in for our power play. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, all the steps that we took last year and seeing some of these young guys, I'm excited for them. And, you know, obviously I think all of us have another step to take, myself included. And I think, you know, seeing the way that they handled last year, the way they performed at the end of the year, I think they're all very poised for, you know, big years. And, you know, the more players we have producing and just, you know, feeling good out there and all that, it only brings everyone up. So I'm very excited.
Troy, one last one for you. As one of the leaders.
Am I running out of time here? But I'm listening.
We are. You're good. As one of the leaders on this team, I mean, have you guys kind of spoke about, you know, your goals as a group this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, our main goal is I think there's no reason that this group shouldn't be competing for the playoffs. And, you know, every year sort of takes a different shape once you get into it, and not always how you imagine it. But yeah, I think the group of players we have, the coaching staff, just everything we have in place, there's really no reason for us not to be pushing for that. And that's where our heads are at to start.
All right.
This is getting crazy. I just gotta
aim
for the right
bunker. We can let you keep doing it, but we will have to wrap up the interview here. So let's see.
Give me one more.
Okay, one more. There we go. Great ending.
Good about it, but it worked.
Thank you, Troy, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That wraps up our interviews for this edition of our Anaheim Ducks Media Day Chats. And Ryan Poehling, Billy Husso, and Troy Terry, a part of this one. If you want to watch these interviews, because I know the visual kind of helps when you're listening to two people playing cornhole and on the putting green, you can check them out on the Victory Plus app. And until then, happy October, happy hockey season. We are so close to the start, and we still have a few more of these Media Day interviews. So continue to look out for them on DuckStream, and we will see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.